Well, well, well.
What? What? Not bad. Not bad.
Could be worse. Probably. No. I think I'd die at some point if that happened. Well, I mean, I'd die faster than normal. Josh is wondering if I've hit the point of constant euphoria, and I feel like you die if you never dip. I don't know. Yeah, the mean value theorem is putting us somewhere in the middle there. What? I need 3 more micrograms of aspartame to hit my macros. Yeah, do you not? 5 grams. I don't know either. That sounds reasonable. This is can 100, so I'm gonna hit my Yeah, but I just drink the syrup. I think that's the amount that they fed the rats that got cancer or whatever. Yeah. It's actually very funny because you can like significantly change your bone density through working out. So like you could gain a pound of bone. It's incredibly difficult, but you could gain a pound of bone and just have all of your macros thrown off. Like, I have to take more protein because I have more bone. It's like, it doesn't make any sense, does it? Yeah. They get denser. Pretty quickly. And also it was a technique issue in that movie. Listen, Josh, if you haven't seen the scenes where he has trouble, he's not moving correctly. He just doesn't move when he touches water. I'm dead. It's right. Yeah. Like during like 3 hours of Destiny, I explained every single piece of the Unbreakable trilogy. No, no, the scenes, he literally, he has a, like, a fear of water. Like, it is his weakness, as you understand by the end. Yeah. Yeah. And then I like the third one, whatever it was called. It was, and it pretty much was. Yeah. He just wanted to interrupt, and then he apologized. Maybe do. Maybe you have to. Maybe you have to adjust the voltage on your RAM or something. I solved mine. What were you asking, George? What were you asking? The upload looks so much worse. I'm gonna be honest. A lot can happen at 170, but two up. Oh, okay. Two megs. Oh, okay. What the people in your area were abusing it, using like residential area for commercial purposes or something, and they're like, let's just fucking cap them. God. I think like marginal versus or like percentage of income, it's probably not even as much as like a normal person paying for like whatever gougy internet prices normally exist. Gigs? That's like nothing in the age of dumb fucking devices. They're like, well, I just gotta talk to my server. Just let me talk to my server real quick. I would feel very uncomfortable if I was on the open ocean and didn't have an internet connection, period. Regardless of if I had a mystery fish. It's just to be nerve. Oh no, I thought meant the default state is if you don't have an internet connection, you're nervous. That's my default state. Let's try it. I mean, it's a boat for leisure, right? They're not Magellan. You need to pay someone else to drive it. Pay someone else to cook on it. Pay someone else to clean it. Pay someone else to sunbathe on it. I mean, You mean people with no credit leveraging themselves and small business loans to acquire bad pieces of property to put bad Airbnbs and go bankrupt are inflating demand for housing and ruining the housing market? It's good TikToks to watch, though. All you have to do, go out, get as many credit cards, buy an apartment in Toronto. Toronto has one of the hottest markets ever. Make it a theme. Put fish tanks all over the place and then rent your fish tank all over Airbnb. You only need to rent it 7 days a month to break even. Go buy a piece of property in Texas. Put three steel containers on it. They're not permanent structures. You don't have to pay property taxes on them. Just add some ACs in them, put small burner stoves, and make an outhouse. And all you have to do is rent it out 3 days a month, and you break it, and then they never rent them because they're garbage. It's an adventure. It's like camping or something. I'm down. It's a place to play D&D. That we're buying it. I feel Josh is asking too many questions. The garage has a driveway to the basement. There is a concrete ramp to the basement where you can put your golf cart so you can circle your grounds. Yeah, I'm down. David? The house is bugged. Probably. I don't know. It's close to DC. Now, if we can just get closer to New Jersey and make the house look more like you do cocaine in it, I'd be in 100%. This is someone that worked at USAID and got foreclosed on. This is a Doge cut E that got foreclosed on. Baltimore. Yeah, every house in fucking Baltimore is a funeral home, bro. What the hell is wrong? Yeah, can we go to the fuck? Can we get a funeral home in the city with the highest murder rate per capita? Yeah, at least business will be booming. We'll do express funerals. There's hearses in the. There's four hearses. There's four hearses. Four. There's. I'll say it again. There's four hearses in the garage. There's three garages. There's four hearses in one of the garages. I can't imagine why they're trying, why they're having. Oh, there's a coffin room. Does it come with the coffins? In West Virginia. Wait, where's the large sewing machine? All I'm seeing is the Bowflex. That's it. That's not a sewing machine. That's a printer, is it not? 28. Or like some level of embroidery. Either way, it's what for quilts for giants? Boom. Depreciate it. We'll take it if you give us the fox. I found another one of this genre. All you have to do is put minimum 10,000 square feet or minimum 7,500 square feet, and then just make sure it's like below 1.5 million, and you can find dumbass shit everywhere. This one, I found one that's closer to New York, but it's still in Pennsylvania. You want me to send it? Homeschooled. Wait, hold on. This one looks like you might be able to do some cocaine. This one's... That was a foreclosure. It looks good from the outside, and then you're like, I can see this is a foreclosure. They're not doing any effort to fucking move this unit at any good price. Wait, is this a, I think I just found a school. It's 18,000 square feet and it's 850 grand. Holy shit. I do have bad news about the taxes. It's in Massachusetts. 25 beds, 12 bathrooms. There's a cement mixer in the basement. This is a Monster House shit. I found a barn. It said studio and was 16,000 square feet. I wasn't gonna send that one because there's no rooms, but yeah, I found one that's just straight up a barn. Preliminary estimates. I don't know, 12 fucking apartments. You're just throwing shit at the wall. There's barely any fucking layout in the goddamn place. We'd buy one in like France or Italy or Spain. We'd get like. It'd be even cheaper if you have if you... Are there bathrooms? Is there running water? People know. How about this? Guys, are you ready for this is my final pitch because I don't think I'll be able to top this location. I don't think I'll be able to top this piece of property. You ready? It's still within New York, so it's close, allegedly. $439,000, 100 bedrooms, 40 bathrooms, 50,000 square feet. Do I have your attention? There's not even enough pictures. It's all from the outside. Like, this could be someone breaking in. You can live! Environmental shit, you'll learn how to pump your own water! Or... Oh, it could be a family compound or a church or both. Were you inspired by the Branch Davidians? Make it happen in New York. What more do you need? I mean, just even closer, it's even closer where you work. Yeah, the fucking, the pump where you're going to get your daily water, that's your view. I think it is on a spring. I don't know why they're pitching the water bottling place so hard. I also found just straight up a church in... near where I grew up in Buffalo. 9,000 square feet, $700,000. We've got our own road. The road. What's the rent estimate? You guys can live here for $12 a month. Okay. Holy fuck. Wait. Okay. Guys, I have one more link. Fat Cork City. I have one more link. We'd rename it to Asshole Fardin. I have one more link. There's no pitch. This is just the house we'd all kill ourselves in. Just look at the lighting, look at the color temperature. I don't even think the driveway's paved. I think the one picture they show is like a dirt. Yeah, it's like a dirt footpath. That's why you'd kill yourself out here. You're like, nothing's. I can't even get to town without killing myself. That's the kitchen, I think. Roughed. Yeah, that's so that we could all hang ourselves at the same time. What psycho is like, I want to build something 10,000 square feet and you can't reach it by a fucking car? Someone that wants to kill me. This guy's retiring. This is the... No, but when the Wendigos fucking come through, you want to be off the ground and have as little entry points as possible. When the skinwalkers are trying to get in, you want one door. It's just... Wait, there's a virtual tour. It's just shot like a horror movie, like a guy running through the house being chased. That's Josh. Have you ever seen Return? It's Cheyenne. Oh no, this is some West Virginia name. Yeah, Sean Bennett. Yeah. Wait, the Kill House was built in 2013. Yeah, I'm finished. Why'd they even let him vote? Don't even tell him about the windmills, just build them. That's not a data center. It's we're bringing back manufacturing. Just tell them. That's all you tell them. Hey, there's nerds going into that building. Aerospace. No, I meant that more generally of like the five people that are like, we don't want a data center here. And it's like, okay. $271 up. I don't. That you found some insanely low, like, Zestimate for? Like, give me the lowest Zestimate, and you just found the most mispriced house in the fucking neighborhood? It's like, if these people had internet connection, they would be like, they would go on Zillow and be like, what the fuck are they putting our house at? Actually, they probably like it. They're like, talking to the town clerk, like, check Zillow, I mean, we're paying way too much in property taxes. Wow. Wheeling. Yo, these people lost their fucking shirt on this house. Someone bought it for $80,000 in 21, and it sold 2 months ago for 30. Sorry, for 80. Yeah, for $80,000 in 21, sold 2 months ago for 32, over half its value. I wouldn't trust Xi'an. It's good for her to flip as the agent. She wants you to come in, realize that you can't sell it, and then she gets the fees again. Xi'an Bennett. Yeah. Xi'an Bennett. Oh. I'll take a mythic point. But let me get my notes. All right. So last session, we started off enjoying our spoils. All four of us evenly split up the small amount of meat on Spartleby Jones' body and ate it. No, we searched Spartleby Jones. Got some stuff. Building was collapsing. One of us ran around the building on all fours like a psycho. We got a bunch of interesting stuff. Piss yellow liquid, a choker, a normal spear that Spartleby just used to do a bunch of damage. Very annoying. We got a choker, so one of us is like looking hella goth now. Something about Chthonian. Then we went and dropped off the paintings. So some guy with three legs let us in, and it's not a euphemism. We were such an interesting a lot of gentlemen that we were allowed to visit the heart directly, Rapid Connection. We talked with Rapid Connection for a bit. we became friends with the heart. There was a bit of negotiation. I'm like, can we do this? I don't want to give you this thing that you, this is literally the only thing that you want. And so we got the thing and then free transport. And then on our way out, still with our teeth red from the blood of Spartleby Jones, but yet our hunger for death still not quenched, we ran into Concordia, who graciously tried to surrender to us, and we slaughtered them without mercy, with the help of the heart. And then we ate them too. I may have been subconsciously, I may have just had that, like the full, like the spinning version of the house pulled up to my right.
Mm-hmm.
We've always had.
I don't know.
Getting them early.
swallow it. Swallow it.
That's the curse. It's delicious, but the curse is you don't want to eat it. I think is Johnny not more wise? Wise beyond his years. Just period.
Yes.
Perfect. Oh, they'll be scared. Benny has shoes. It'd be very weird. No, it was a fair question. I was thinking the same thing, and I thought before it even came up, I was like, Benny has to have, because it's weird. Like a 9-year-old in a poncho with like a knife, like that's, if he's not wearing shoes, that's too many red flags. You can't let him anywhere. Yeah. So people aren't like, when you look at it, your brain analyzes it quicker than you can think about it. And all that comes up is scary 9-year-old with a blade. And they don't know if it's a big blade. Like if it's like, if you were to ask them after the fact, like the police interview, like, and what did he have? Did he have a knife of something? Like that's what would come up. That'd be fair. It's 2 foot, but it's one-handed. I'm sorry.
Or on 980.2 kilohertz. Oh. Yeah. Nice.
Get out.
Down 25 since we leveled up. Alrighty. That works. Good rolls. Yeah. Yeah, we'll have to escort this man. three guys and one kid, but yeah. What pending stuff do we have? I guess in the city? Lead, a small lead box. I think it's 500 feet at level 3. So we'll put it in a lead box in the toilet. We'll put it. If we still had allies in the sewers, we could put it in a lead box in the sewers, but sadly they were killed. Sure. How much is cement? its magic resistant properties go as far as it not even being able to be listed as a material.
Oh yeah, I know. I did actually think of the we're gonna have a John Wick moment, and we have to go. Are you looking at the lead cost table?
From the group fight.
Oh, no. Don't we have a huge car? This is just a clown car. Oh, it's... That's a good question. No. I can see if a sibling wants to come. How old are my siblings? Do you want me to list all of them?
We don't have enough time. We don't have enough time. Yeah. Maybe. Have we tried to resonate near him? You think he'd forgive us for what's happened? Just don't bring those pigs in blanket. Pigs in a pig in blanket? Just for anything that has anything to do with pigs in blankets, leave it at home. Yeah, or the butler. Do we want to do anything in the meantime? Do we want to do anything in the meantime for money? So it's 320 gold pieces to install the bottle of air. We have that. I don't know if there's anything else we want to do in downtime. Of course. It's a big poster.
Let's see how much Copper Jaw would pass for like a crazy job, and then maybe go to the Velvet Mark. I think we should go home.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. You were trying to rush us, though, so. All right, well. I feel like we asked people here. They didn't know anything. When was the last time that we saw Ilmari? Or anyone saw Ilmari at Iconoclasm? Interesting. What's the point of having like a whole guild to do stuff? And then you're just like, wah, wah. Wait. Does Ilmari physically match the weird guy that was like, go find my crystals? Like, build-wise. Medicine? Perception. Actually, I'll leave this to the experts. Interesting. Maybe not a good one now, but yeah. I don't like that at all. I don't know why Benny would make it Wilson. Oh, I can do it in this thing. Oh, all right. How bad can it be? Is there a band off to the side in the voice?
Oh.
I'll give them a synopsis of the major developments that have happened.
Very well. I think I have a capable group I'm part of. I think we can find out what happened. Perhaps one additional. What other means can you assist? Ooh. Monetary would be helpful, although we seem to have enough for now. Informational, I think, would be of the utmost importance. There are things that are Voidsong adjacent that are going on. The archive that we checked here seemed to be insufficiently indexed to actually locate particular things about the something called the Ember Call and their region in the city. That would be best. I think that would be good. Okay. That's good. The Ember Call, and if you have any additional time, I know it's a looser search, but things relating to the pilgrimage. Anything on the information? I mean, obviously the groups that we talked to were more familiar with, but the actual organizers, I know it's more difficult. The Ember Call at least has a name. The people that ran the pilgrimage, it's kind of up in the air. Thank you.
We have bacon now.
Ilmari.
Absolutely mint.
I think it follows the normal crafting rules. I thought it was like you spend a day crafting and you can reduce the cost by half, and then you can use like the earn income, whatever, to try to reduce the cost further. So for most people, it's like you get through half, or maybe that's how we played it before. Pretty good. No, it doesn't say that. Because a level 5 character typically only reduces the cost by 1 gold piece per day. On a standard success as an expert, crafting the remaining 80 gold pieces entirely from scratch would make blah blah blah.
Worst.
Wait, you got an emergency call too from your parents? Oh yeah. I need to make a trip up to Ostren. There was a break-in in Belvedere, and they took what seems to be some form of a keystone. Well, I mean, I'm going there. I hope you guys would come. Well, he said we'd meet him eventually. Fair enough. Well, I mean, let's have Bird Guy find a payphone, and maybe we'll have to go for more than one reason. You should probably just call him. Give Johnny the phone. She's a witch. Yeah, you're also an adult, too. Put it on speakerphone. No, he did. Something that is like or exactly like. Because aren't keystones red? The one that was taken was green?
I'm losing my mind.
Okay, they stole a keystone. No. You're a bird. You're very close to a sibling. 9.
He's a tween.
A break-in. Is this the same break-in? Did your folks say anything about us intersecting with the break-in? Or was the break-in, like, mentioned? Because I was actually asked directly to just, like, run at the person that managed to break into a Belvedere facility. Do I have to run at your sister? No, I said me. I'll run at your sister. Well, you better stop her. Mind control. Bad choices.
Oof. Never mind.
I'll say. Okay.
Evil.
Jimmy, 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 Jimmy. Yeah, it's a really dumb meme. Argyle.
What?
Well, I didn't have. What, how, when did you come back to living? But was it like today? Was it a month ago? I think that falls very short of the word descriptive. Benny will resonate. Sure.
Okay.
Odd and the Void Song, or the vocalist. The vocalist? Yeah, Odd. He's like a chill dude. He knows a bunch of stuff. Actually, I don't know. I mean, at least not right now. No. Do you know Ott? Yeah, you probably saw him talking to us. With my mouth. I mean, I don't think I'm privy. Okay. Yeah, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. And what is your mission?
That is.
Yeah.
Certain death.
Stucked up that elevator.
Here he goes again, just bragging about it.
Yeah,
death happens like that.
I have to go to the bathroom.
Benny will leave the room.
Benny is trying to find a way to signal someone else to head to the bathroom without making it obvious to Argyle, and Benny does not have the magical fortitude. Actually, When Johnny walks in, he will see Benny's face sticking out from under one of the stalls. Listen. We know Argyle. That's not Argyle. What are we gonna do? That might work. But if he finds out, oh my god, Anzu can't keep a straight face. He might already be dead. Well, I mean, Anzu's... Maybe he just got Anzu. What do we... A few months! I don't think we want him hanging around. If that's not him, it's like this is full Trojan horse, right? Like, well, yeah. I mean, there's no. I mean, why else, right? If they wanted to attack us, they could attack us. I think they want information. Maybe we get him out to somewhere that's like secluded, and we interrogate him. Or we test him. We need more comprehensive. Did you hear the way he phrased things to you? You asked something, you're like, do you know me? And it's like, I recall that we were that we had positive interactions. No, he's too tall. It's tall, Biden. I think we avoid discussing anything sensitive around him. And I don't know, maybe it's him and he's being weird, but we have to at least test him. He's already dead. We'll get him back. It's his turn now. Okay. Well, I feel like it's unfair for him. He's got all the feathers. He probably doesn't look indecent. But anyways, they're probably getting suspicious. We gotta head out. Anzu, you're alive! What have you told him? Oh, okay. All of what? You told him about all the factions. Which factions? Wow. You must talk fast. On Zoom. You told about all the stuff going on? Oh, okay. Because some of the stuff is kind of personal for me. We're going to go hang out. You know what we could do? You know what we could do, Johnny? We could all hang out at that abandoned parking lot. Yeah, we could all. I mean, it's a nice spot to just hang out. There's not a lot of people around. Okay. Oh, also. Out of game, at some point during the downtime, Benny would like to have purchased a lifting belt. If that's doable.
Okay.
Okay. So I guess we'll just hang out for the hour then, and then, or however long, and then head to the abandoned parking lot. No, I think we're banned from the City Tripper. Mm-hmm. We did a lot of like faction stuff and like learning in there, so yeah. Yeah. Okay. I'm sure there's a better option than the parking lot, but it's what we pick. Okay. We're probably going to take the car, the big car. The Aventine? Right? Yeah. We've got that covered, don't worry. And then... Yeah.
Benny will get out of the car. Such a nice place, the cement. And then if there's line of sight that Benny can get to Anzu, Benny will give him the kill face. Like, what does Anzu give back?
No.
All right, well, Benny will let Anzu lead then. Argyle. What's going on? We are too. What does that mean? There is a, yeah. So you came back, you're closer to the judge. Are you acting more on behalf of the judge now? So that immediately just contradicts what you said before. He's closer to the judge. Like, how do we know you're not someone else in the body? Yeah. See, so this, the phrasing that you're using here. So, Argyle and Benny will take out the Falcata. I think you need to start explaining things that are classified for us to feel comfortable discussing things around you. Which parts of you came back, and which parts stayed, and did anything else come back that wasn't there before? Benny will glance at his two other compatriots. Argyle, it feels like you're not actually here, and you're just some sort of vessel for some part of the judge or the scale. We need a lead. Why do you want the other half? If you're like the narc, like 100% true to the judge half, what business do you want to kill the other half? I mean, what business do you have interacting with the other half at all? Yeah, but wouldn't that be like the parts of you that are not fit to operate in the scale? It seems like the only reason you'd want to find that is to kill that. I don't think we want to know. Too many. Yeah, that's concerning. That goes without saying. I mean, I'm not charging these two with any crimes. Although I definitely could. No. I thought charging was more of a symbolic thing.
I don't think anyone else agrees.
Yeah, see that's.
How can we test that you're not a demon wearing Argyle's face? Like, is there a spell that we could cast that would cement it for us so we feel better? Because I don't think we feel good about interacting.
Yeah.
Okay. Daniel, get back in the car. No one else seems gung-ho to jump someone in a parking lot, so... We'll head back. What do you mean by other? Yeah. Normally. I guess on the car ride back, does anything about Argyle seem demonic, like a burnt smell or just heat generally?
If I could find it in Foundry.
Nice. 14. Okay. Maybe. Yeah, now we gotta verify you. Do you have a supervisor we can talk to? Yeah, actually, now that I think about it, we would just ask for their supervisor, because it'd be the same kind of circumstances. Yeah, can we get the judge on the phone? Sure. Was there anything about like the bathroom or like just in general? I don't think she knew that we were going to do that. Let's head in the car. Let's go to the Pact Broker station. Can we get someone to come out and just scan him? Like, if or like someone that could be like, yeah, I know he checks out. That is actually the least reassuring thing that could have occurred at this office. Maybe how late is it getting? Okay, so we have plenty of time. I don't have that many ideas left. How about what do you two think? We've not been able to verify that at all. Okay, but if he's made of cake, we could eat him. Yeah. It also matters if you're two from the scale. Yeah. I'm also not a potential runaway. I'm a confirmed not runaway, and he'll pull out the... Actually, is this something that Adam could have done? Could he re-up Benny's permission slip? With, like, an official seal, too? Yeah. I'm confirmed... Confirmed, not a runaway.
How do I know I don't? Yeah, like it took a while. You didn't come back via the same means. And also, it is an issue if you're too close to the judge. I don't think anyone else has said that, but I'll say that. It's an issue if you're too close to the judge. We're not a group operating on behalf of the judge or directly for the judge. I have my own interests for my own faction, but I'm also for Iconoclasm. Yeah, but we've had. What? I think I'm pretty normal. I'm also the least suspicious. Except for, okay. Okay, Mindbird is the least suspicious, but he's actually a runaway. That's the worst kind. But it not suspicious. I'm trying to be. I'm trying to fit into this world. I feel like I've proven myself time and time again to have the interests of the group at heart. That wouldn't make sense. He's here for information, not to kill us. You're actually explicitly here. You've told us you're here for information on the Void Song. You're here to track down the demon? Does anyone have any plans today before someone before this guy walked in? Do you have like a part of the improv where we check the constituents of someone's soul and see if they're good? You're supposed to yes and me. Sure, we can have the guy check if I'm a demon. Sure. Sure. We could also try to go to. You thought the group would accept the weird phrasing? I mean, Benny did also point out, like, regardless of if he's a demon, if he is too close to the judge, that is an issue for at least Benny in the group. This isn't the first time we've had or could have an operation go wrong because the judge got involved. When we handed all the stuff over to the, what were they called? The Inquisitors, and then we're just completely removed from the investigation on the Six Outer. Oh. Same concern. Why would we hang out with a guy that can't, that has to tell the truth and prosecute all crime he sees? Before, he would look the other way when Johnny did something, and now he's like 100% for the, like, we can't. People can lie. Oh, no, no. All the parts of me were stripped away. I just have parts that are loyal to the judge, but I won't charge you guys with anything. It's accurate. Benny's racist. It's Pet Cemetery. Like, what are we supposed to think? That would actually significantly build rapport. It would have still been very weird. Yeah. He broke in. Benny has explained many times that he is a human child. No, I think Benny's dodged the questions much better. Benny's dodged the questions much better than Argyle. and no one's minded. Shadow Father? What does it even mean? His dad works for Belvedere. Yeah, the permission. Well, the permission slip's pretty legit. Yeah. I don't know if he seemed confused. Yeah. I've seen you in the movies. What? Yeah, the movies they played before they injected me into this body. They told me, remember these. These are your friends. You like them. Or the Scooby-Doo movie with liquid souls. Tuck him in a box. Grabbing him? Yeah. If Grace is level 40, I'm not playing this game. He could just kill us now. Yeah. It'd be too out of the open. Maybe he wants to know about the Void Song, so he's letting us gather information about it. And in order to get closer, he sent in a body of someone that we knew in order to... And his invitation, maybe? We should have taken something personal, like a nice comb. Then he would kill us.
He's got a lot of that. Yes. Sometimes. True.
Mid-conversation, I gotta go see my kid's soccer game, so let's hurry this up. We get a deal. It's true. We haven't asked him.
Benny is not. Anzu is like on the run for child support. Likely thing.
Oh. This guy might be a criminal. And Benny's like, this guy might not be what he seems. It is. Although the human child Benny is pretty normal too. Just don't shake his hand, and the illusion will stick. He's just mature for his age. Boom. Yeah. We can be over still. Us. Probably busy watching.